Hey you. I thought you were staying out with your friends tonight. Dinner got canceled? I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? Okay. That sounds complicated. Hey, hun. I'd really love to listen to this story in all of its gory detail, but I really need to get this project finished up tonight. You know, I always want to see you, but I was hoping to use the time you were gone to finally get this hammered out. You know, so that I'd be ready to spend time with you when you got back. But you're home early, so any chance you could just, I don't know, watch Netflix in the other room for a couple hours while I get this done. Thank you, sweetheart. I promise I'll be with you as soon as I can. Oh, hey, babe. Nope. I'm not done yet. It's only been, what, a half hour? I need at least another hour. Probably longer, if I'm being honest. You just want to be with me? Well, okay, but you have to promise you'll sit over there and be quiet. No, you can't sit next to me. I know, I'd love you to, but I really need to finish my work tonight, and there's no way I'll be able to if I keep thinking about your cute butt right next to me. Yes, I do mean that. You're a distraction. The best kind of distraction. Yes, a cute, wonderful one, but still a distraction. And my deadline for this is in 3 hours. So, please, babe, stay over there and no talking. I'm being serious, silly. I need to get this done. I know you just want to spend time with me, and I appreciate that. But as nice as your hands feel around me, please let me focus. Thank you. I'll be with you soon, okay? I promise. And we can cuddle and watch a show together. God, what are you doing now? Did you just crawl under the table? No, don't touch me. I'm serious. Don't try to take off my pants. Listen, sweetie, I promise you can have your fun later, okay? I need to get this done. No, not later. Now, you know I'd rather curl up on the couch with you, but you're not what I need right now. Get off me, please. Babe, I'm not kidding. God, you're just abusing my kind nature because you know I won't kick you while you're under there, but you're tempting fate. You're feeling really needy. I get that. I get that. I promise, sweetheart, normally I take care of you. You know I always do, but stop it now or you're not gonna like what comes next. I shouldn't have said it like that, should I? Just made you start tugging at my pants harder. Listen to me. If you don't stop right now, pet, I'm going to punish you. Final warning, I don't care how hard or needy or desperate you are, so you can stop telling me about it. Let go of my leg and step out from under the table. Okay, you asked for it. You fucking asked for it, and now you're gonna get it. Get out from under there. No. You slut. You know you want me to. This is what you wanted, isn't it? This is what you hoped I would do to punish you. You're going to regret it. Out. Now. Good boy. So now you can follow directions, huh? Horny little thing. Strip. Strip naked for me now. I'm getting the ropes. What? Did you think I was going to be gentle? No. Not after how naughty you just were. Yes. Strip all the way. But don't you dare touch yourself. I want to see your pretty cock twitch. Go on. Get naked for me, my needy slut. That's my good whore. Just can't help yourself, huh? Too needy and desperate for me. Can't follow simple instructions or control yourself for a couple of hours. Your horny little mind just overflowing with dirty thoughts. That's okay, sweetheart. That's okay. I've got something in mind that'll fix you right up. Give me your hands. Yes, just like that, in front of you. And sit down on the couch for me. Good boy. I hope you're comfy. Because, baby, I thought of a way you can help me. I've been practicing with these, sweetie. Now lift your arms up for me. And I'll just tie those nice and snug above your head. Then attach them back here. Regretting the special couch I picked out yet? With all of these loops I can secure you to? I think you will soon, baby. I'll get to work on your legs. Tie them nice and tight to the couch. So nicely spread out for me. Maybe you won't regret it. I know how much of a slut you are for getting tied up and used. But I've got something special in store for you, you know. That's right. Just let me finish up here and I'll show you. Did your dick just twitch for me again? So needy. You need it so bad, don't you? That needy cock of yours sure seems excited for what's coming. Are you already dripping pre-cum for me? So desperate. Okay, sweetheart. I'm just about done tying you up. Are you comfortable there? I'm glad. Because here's your special treat, babe. Or should I say, my special treat? I'll just sit right back here at my desk and just admire the view. You look so pretty like that. You know that? Tired and helpless and desperate. I bet you'd love to touch yourself right now if you could. But you can't, huh? Your arms are strung up above your head. Such a shame, really. That poor cock of yours is so hard and exposed for me. So cute and desperate. That's right. You can't even close your legs to hide it from me, can you? No. I made sure I'd be able to see what this is doing to you, you slut. It is fun seeing you squirm, though, I must say. I think I left just the right amount of give in those ropes. Are you starting to see what your punishment is going to be? I'm not gonna touch you, baby. I'm going to sit here and finish my work. I told you I needed to get it done now. But I was lacking a little motivation. Thankfully, my needy little pet came along to provide all the encouragement I needed. Every time I feel my energy dip a little, I'll just take a minute to watch you struggle over there. Squirming, exposed, needy, and gorgeous for me. Desperate for my touch. Desperate. To be freed. Desperate for any stimulation and not getting a thing. I'll look at your cock twitching and dripping for me. Maybe I'll even touch myself through my clothes just a little. You gonna learn a lesson from this? Slut? I know you won't. You enjoy being helpless and needy too much. It's more of a reward for me, really, watching you struggle and squirm like that. You know, I'm gonna fuck your brains out later, but you'll have to wait. Sit there and look cute and helpless and adorable for me while I finish my work. The punishment should fit the crime, don't you think? You were a distraction, but now, well, now you're motivation. Do try not to lose your mind too much over there, sweetie. Or do. It's very cute. Your blushes when I look over are just the most adorable thing. And I so enjoy watching your helpless cock twitch. You better not get any of that pre-cum on our nice couch, slut. I don't care how you have to contort your beautiful body to make that work. You better figure it out. Me? I'll just get on with my work. Okay, about half done over here, baby. I take it all back, you know. You are exactly what I needed. I kept going back and forth, trying to wrap my head around this project, watching the hours tick by and the deadline approaching, not making any progress, getting in my own way. I was missing you, my beautiful, helpless pet. I was looking at all stick and no carrot. But now I get to look at you, baby, my delicious little morsel. A gorgeous, squirming little slut just for me to do horrible things to. How you doing over there? Oh no, that sure sounds uncomfortable for you. You've been so good for me, you know, aside from your sweet whimpers. But I can't get too mad at you about those. I just love the look on your face when I do awful things to you. You fucking love it. Fuck, you look like you're about to drool on yourself. Seeing you twitch almost makes me want to leave you there all night. Yeah? Make you watch as I touch myself to the side of you. Get up close to you. Almost close enough to touch you. But never letting you have any release? Maybe I'll scoot real close to that cock of yours. Make you beg for me. Fucking plead for me to touch you. To give you any release. You know, I'd say don't whine, but it's cute when you do. Whine away for me, baby. Beg and plead as much as you want. Just remember, you're not getting out of those restraints until I'm done working, so if I were you, I'd try to keep as quiet as possible, just so you don't distract me. All right, just a little more to go. You getting excited for me over there, baby? It probably hurts, doesn't it? So pent up, yeah? I think I'm making this a bit too easy for you, sweetie. No, you were very naughty earlier, so I better really make you work for it, baby boy. You wanted to be my adorable couch pet, right? So, how about I use the little toy I keep in my desk and edge you to tears with it. Look at your pleading little eyes. So cute. Beg all you want, baby boy. I'm gonna rig this vibrator to your restraints, right up against your hard cock, just like that. How does that feel, baby? And yes, I am controlling it from my phone. So if I see you getting close, you can be sure I'll turn it off and enjoy your sweet suffering. All for me. I fucking own your orgasm. Say it. Good boy. Say you won't come without permission. That's a good pet. You're just a needy, horny little pet for me, aren't you? What a good, pretty little tied-up slut you are. Now, I'm gonna sit back down and finish my work to the tune of your adorable whines and whimpers in the background. If you come without permission, I promise you, I'm leaving you tied there until tomorrow, baby boy. So, You better behave while I wrap things up over here. Done and sent. Finally done with work. Thanks for the extra motivation, baby. And for the beautiful sounds you make when I deny you. All the begging and whimpering and pleading for me to give you release. So pretty. And in vain, you make the best background noise pet. Why would I deprive myself of that? What? No, I'm not going to untie you, sweetheart. Oh, I know you're really desperate to come. That's what makes this so fun. I told you, baby. I own your orgasms. It doesn't matter how pent up you are. You come if I say you can come. So if I just come in close and start playing with your helpless body, scratch up your chest just a little bit, run my hands along your thighs, tease your sensitive nipples, that does not mean you can come, babe. No, you have to beg for me, sweetheart. Beg me with your pretty mouth to touch your cock. It's just too delicious hearing your pleas, sweetie. Good boy. Good boy. Just for me, a little more. That's just wonderful. All right, baby. I guess I will touch your cock. What do you say? That's right. Thank me, pet. Thank me with your broken little voice. But don't think for a second I'm done teasing you. No, no. I'll slowly run my hand up and down your shaft. Baby, look at you twitch. It's so cute, you know, the way you moan at the slightest touch. What if I slowed down even more? What if I stopped? Don't think I didn't notice you right on the edge there. Bad little pet. You didn't even beg me for an orgasm. I'll just have to edge you more until you do. I'll get my mouth real close to your tip. Getting excited? You're twitching so much for me. You really should cool down. How about I blow on it a little? You don't want to be edged. Should have thought about that before you decided to distract me when I told you not to, baby. Your whimpers are very adorable. I'll give you that. That's it. Give me those wonderful puppy dog eyes as you plead for release. Just like that. Okay, sweetheart. You're going to hold out just a little bit longer for me, and then I'll let you come. If you beg real cutely for me. Good boy. All right. Come for me. Come for me, my cute, needy, slutty pet. That's it. Good boy. My good boy. Good boy. Who's a good slut for me? Coming on command like an obedient little pet. Did that feel good? Yeah? What a beautiful, obedient little pet you are. But have you learned your lesson, though? I don't know, baby. Maybe I need to push a little harder. Make sure you never bother me while I'm working again. 'Cause I think I've been too nice to you. Babe, is that too much? Are you too sensitive? Can't take it? Too bad, pet. This is what you get. Yeah. This is what you get for being bad. Not letting me get my work done. Very naughty. Look at you squirming and whining. But sweetie, I want to come too. Use your poor, overstimulated cock to get myself off. All right, baby boy, how about this? I can stop touching you, but that'll be that. You won't get any more. Not a stroke, not a touch, not even a look from me to your pretty cock. I'll just take care of myself right here in front of you and enjoy the look on your desperate, adorable face as I make you watch. Or you can stay right there, nice and good and helpless for me, take everything I give you, and you and I go for round two. I can tell you're still pent up from being tied up and helpless for me for so long. So what's it gonna be, baby? I thought so. In that case, pet, no more whining out of your pretty mouth. You got that? Not another sound out of you. Well, you're allowed to whimper, but whine one more time, and I'm leaving you like that for another hour while you reflect on your mistakes. Tell you what, I'll even help you. I'll just take these off. I think I've made you suffer enough being all exposed for me all this time while I was fully dressed. I'd say my eyes are up here, but I do love the way you gawk at my tits whenever you get the chance. such a naughty boy. Open up, baby. I'm gonna put my soaked panties in your mouth so you can taste what you're going to miss out on if you can't take what I give you like a good pet. That's it. Good boy. Tongue out for me. Sorry, baby. Couldn't resist. Swallow for me, baby boy. Swallow, then open wider so I can get these panties in your slutty mouth. Good boy. Who's an obedient little pet? You're my obedient little pet, aren't you? No thoughts, just doing everything I say, like a good boy. Open wide. There we go. Do those taste good? Yeah? Not for me, sweetheart. I know you love the taste of my juices, baby. All right. Now that I'm naked, straddling you, pushing my beautiful tits up against your chest, you ready for me? I'm gonna take what's mine, baby boy. Your cock? It's all mine. Fuck, I needed this. Fuck. Let me untie your hands. Since you've been so well behaved for me. Say please and thank you like a good boy. Such a good pet for me. All right, baby boy. I'm sure you won't mind my tits pressing up against your face while I get your hands out of those ropes. Oh, sweetheart. Is that rope burn? That's just what you get for straining against the rope so damn much. So desperate for me, huh? Fuck. Hold me. Yeah, fuck, yes. Hold me close. I want you. I want you so bad. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Yes. Yes. This feels so good. I love bouncing on your hard cock. Fuck. Fuck. Baby, do you have any idea how cute you looked this whole time? Oh, fucking. God, you are driving me crazy whimpering like that. I wanted to ride you so bad. Yeah, yes. Pluck your hips into me, sweetheart. I know I left enough slack in the ropes. Push deeper into me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes. Ah, you feel so good. Are you ready to come again, baby? Yeah? Fuck. Come with me. Come with me, my good boy. Come with me. Good boy. Who's my good boy? Filled me up so well. You did so good for me. Sweetheart. Thank you. I love kissing you and fucking you. Maybe tormenting you a bit. You know you love it. I can untie your legs now if you want, but I want to lick it off. Can I lick it off you, baby? I understand if it's too much. I just really want it in my mouth now. Oh, thank you, babe. You're just the best. Letting me use you however I want. I'll just kneel in front of you and then, so delicious. I want all of it. Thank you, baby. Thank you for being such a good boy, coming so hard for me. Won't waste a drop of that delicious cum. Your cock's been very good for me, too. It deserves to be all cleaned up. Maybe some kisses too. A little reward for staying so hard for me. Yes, baby. I'll untie you. I promise. As soon as I'm done worshipping your cock,